It's very important because a beautician is perfect to explain what product is the best for the customer according to the skin type and so on. You can put all the product that you want. If you don't choose the correct one, it won't work as you want.
Welcome to this week's episode of Beauty Babble. Today, we're joined by our special guest, Christelle Pereira. She's the Global Export Sales Manager with Bernard Cassier Skincare Line. She's going to be sharing some insights from global markets as well as a sneak peek into the brand and its holistic philosophy. Christelle, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you let us kick it off and tell us a bit more about yourself?
Yes, well, thank you for having me with you today. As you said, I'm an export sales manager for Bernard Cassier for 5 years now. It's a French brand. I don't know if everyone knows the brand. So it's a French brand. It's part of Sotis International Group. The same. I don't know. It's a very professional cosmetics brand. I don't know how much it is well known. So in the company, I'm working specifically with the international distributors all over the world. We are present in around 40 countries. So it's quite a nice job, let's say. Well, I'm not doing managing and working with all the countries. I have one colleague who is helping me, but well, it's nice and interesting, and also the brand. I don't know how much it is well known and famous in Canada, but it's very interesting brand, and it's Kira.
Well, we're big fans of it, so we just let you know we have listeners all over the globe. So maybe some of our listeners are familiar with it from their own, but for Canada. We know for ourselves, like Bernard Cassier is connected to us in the sense that it is imported into Canada or Western Canada by Beauty Cult. And both Suzanne and I have worked with the brand, been in on some education, and we're a little biased because we're both big fans of the brand and love the products. And I will put in the show descriptions, I'm going to put links to Bernard Cassier's website. And just like, I mean, our listeners, I'm sure know, but when you're talking about it being a professional brand, you sell to beauty suppliers and distributors who then sell the product to the spas or the estheticians that work directly with the clients. Then you can't really get it any other way, right? So it remains very professional in that sense.
Yes, we only work with professionals. We don't. You can find the brand in beauty salons, in spas, in all kind of really professional. It's very important to remain this because a beautician is perfect to explain what product is the best for the customer according to the skin type and so on. So this is why also it's important to go through professional places, you know, because the advice is essential. You can put all the product that you want, if you don't choose the correct one, it won't work as you want. So this is why it's important to remain as professional as possible. And what is interesting is that being professional, it means that, yes, you are in institutes and so on. So you have the product, you can receive the treatment, you can have all this feeling in the institute, in the spa and so on. But you also can find the same product in retail to have at home. So it doesn't mean that you only can find it and receive the treatment. You can have the product and the perfect one for you at home.
So you made me think of a question for you when you said that because it's around the world and you are basically bringing it to distributors that you're relying on their standards, I guess I could say, on who they're selling to as well. Because education globally is very different. So how do you know, or how do you go about choosing distributors to, I guess, have your line present? Because you're really trusting them with your product that's going into the right hands.
Exactly. They are, when we find a new distributor, it's we gave them all, we educate them, we train them, you know, we give them all the of the support they need to introduce the product in their country, but then they are free to how to adapt the offer on the country, because depending on each country's the canals where you sell are different. Some are not working. They don't have institute as we know it in France. You know, they have home institute. It's very different according to the country. And also the product, they will highlight the product they want, the offer they want, and so on. So we give them all the keys to adapt the offer to their countries. And then they are doing according to the needs and how it works there. But it's every time we start with a new distributor, it's important that we still tell them we are a professional brand. We have to remain professional. And so we give them instruction. You cannot go in this kind of places. So we have a distribution agreement with them, giving all this this information where they have to sell the product, how they have to communicate, you know, because we need to keep our image, you know, it's very important. And so when we start with a distributor, we check that they will respect this professional part, and how we try to understand how they will adapt the distribution to their market and so on, just to be sure that we are sharing the same philosophy. The most important thing also working with a distributor is that they are sharing the same philosophy as we as ours. So and then when we agree on all this, this is when we are introducing, starting, signing contracts and so on. So yes, I think I would say the most important thing is that sharing the same philosophy on the brand, on the cosmetic also view and approach.
Very good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to just mention really quick. In Canada, that's where we're based out of, I've noticed that people are calling lines a French line, but we're going to distinguish that this is a European French line, not a Canada-Quebec line, just so that people understand there is a difference in it because of the standards that you have to go through in order to make and produce and manufacture and distribute products. Is that something you can talk a little bit about the standards of, you know, the laws, the what can you use, what can't you use? How do you market that when it becomes globally as well, when you have to deal with every country has their own laws and standards of what you're allowed to use, not to use? The wording that you use as well has to be very specific.
Yes, as you said, we are French, European French brand. So from France, everything, all our laboratory, our production plant, everything is located in France, in the south of France, a small town. And so because of that, we have to follow the European regulation when we develop a product. So it's one of the strictest in the world. So we have to really follow this regulation if we want a product to be able to be sold in the market, the European market. And despite of this, we are also having our own standard because even it's already, the regulation is strict, but we go even further. For example, there are some ingredients that are allowed according to the European regulation. And we found it's a bit controversial. We see coming that it will be forbidden later. You know, we have this also this view, and so we decide not to use this ingredient if we have the possibility to use another. So we are going even further to the European regulation. And then sometimes it can happen that abroad in outside Europe, there are some regulation which is a bit different. So we have a team in our laboratory who is following this all over the world and seeing, okay, this product, we follow this, but in, I don't know what country, but in Canada, let's say, let's use the Canada, the regulation say that it won't, you won't be able to import if you keep these ingredients. So we try to find a solution when it's possible to adapt to most countries possible. So sometimes it's not possible, but as long as we can, we are trying to. And with the wording, the same. The thing is that with wording, each country can also, because they have to translate, so they can choose also the correct name, not lying, you know, just choosing the correct name, the great translation. Because our product, the wording is in French and English, but when we go to Poland, when we go to Malaysia, when we go to Korea, we have to put the words in their own language. So if necessary, they can also adapt, respecting, well, the regulations and the reality of the product.
One thing that I really love about Bernard Cassier is that it's kind of a two-way communication with the distributors. A while back, I'd worked with Beauty Cult, and one of the things that I worked with the rep from Bernard Cassier at the time was on the descriptions on the bottles and following Health Canada has a list of like acceptable claims and non-acceptable claims. And it was a collaborative approach to understanding what are the acceptable claims, remaining truthful, but it is in the words that you choose and how you choose to describe them. So there's always been that back and forth. And you had mentioned that you take that feedback from the distributors as well, based on where they are in the world.
Yes, exactly. We try to actually, when we do a product, when we develop a product, the most important is that it fits the customers and the market. So how the best way to be able to do this is to share, listen, and exchange with, for France, it's with directly with the beauticians, with our team, and abroad is through our distributors, who are very important for us because they are really they represent really the brand there, and they are better, well, they know better the market as we do. So it's, yes, I think it's the best way to be able to find the and produce the product correctly.
And you mentioned the brands global, but you also talk a little bit about that holistic philosophy. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and Bernard Cassier and the holistic philosophies?
Well, this philosophy, I think it's coming from the start, because it's at first we are a brand who is respecting the naturality and so on. So for us, nature is very important, and so we are respecting the nature and so on. And from this, it comes also the well-being of people, because now we know it's important, well, to feel good with this, with naturality, with this, and with ourselves as in the inside and so on. And nowadays people are looking for a more holistic approach of the beauty. So you have to, how could I say, you have to, yes, to feel not only the product are important, the product, the beauty, the cream, the day cream, the night cream, the serum, they are all important, essential for the skin, but they are not miraculous, as I said. And so if you have to go to use the product, but not only, if you stay to that, I think your skin won't be as perfect as you want. You have you must have a perfect healthy life. You have to feel good, you know, in the inside, practice meditation, yoga, whatever you want to feel good, you know, it's an experience of well-being. And this is what we try to bring in our offer. It's a product that is efficient. So with hydrating the skin, with working on the wrinkles and so on, but also the experience that will bring you to a well-being, a global well-being. So with, for example, in the spirulina line, we are working with the healthy food, with spirulina, that is used a lot by sports people and so on. We are introducing yoga experience with a detox line. You know, we are trying to go in this direction of global well-being, both on the inside and on the outside. This is how you will have the perfect skin, actually.
So when you say that you're incorporating, you're talking about, yes, the ingredient of the product, but you're also talking the technique and the movements of the technician's hands and what they're bringing forth in these treatments. It's not just a basic general facial massage, let's say. It's from the start to the end, the techniques that you develop. It's not you specifically, but Bernard Cassier does. And they spend time really researching and bringing, you know, globally the like ancient traditions of gua sha and digipoint and, you know, acupressure points. And so there's a lot behind, and when you incorporate that into your treatments and what the goal behind the actual holistic institute treatment is, I think that's a huge unique part about what you bring forth as a brand. And a lot of people don't realize, I think they're coming slowly more, especially here in North America, noticing that there's certain massage techniques that actually will help lift the skin and drain lymphatic. And there's more training involved. It's not just you take your training and you're done and you never go back to learn more. And I think with a brand like Bernard Cassier does is that you're always looking forward and very, very ahead, because holistic is not new for Bernard. You've been doing holistic treatments for how long? It's been quite a few years, right?
Yes, we as I said, we introduced, I think it's part of ourselves. So we are introducing this for several years now, because, well, the goal is also that to the customers, the consumer is very important. We need to please them to propose efficient and nice product, but also we want our beauticians to like practicing our product. This is also very important. And since the beginning, we are trying to propose things that, because if you like to practice and to do a treatment to your customer, you will do it with, well, the customer will feel it. And it will be part also of the well-being, because it will be the global mood, everything, everybody will be happy to be there, the customer to receive a nice treatment, the beautician to practice a nice treatment. And we are trying, yes, to introduce, as you said, with the gua sha, this, and the acupressure point, I don't know how to say that in English, it's very specific. So you have to know how to do that. So training is very important. It's not just, okay, this is a massage, I have to do that, and this is done. No, there is a reason that you are using this more than this massage. This, so yes, training is very important, and both training and feeling good with the treatment. So we are trying to take all this into account when developing a product, because this is how you last and how it works, because you have the perfect product for the consumer, but also for the practice, the beautician. So yeah.
Very good. Another thing to kind of talk about, you mentioned you're not, you know, you did say, I'm not sure how many people in Canada, North America are aware of Bernard Cassier, but it is a globally known and very popular in other parts of the world as well. One thing being the company, I guess you could say, in the forefront of it and their vision, having your own laboratory, your own production, your own scientists, the whole thing, talking a little bit about the online world and the different ways that, like, why is that so unique that you have your own, you know, scientists, development, research, production, laboratory, and you do not do other brands outside of the Sotheby's group. And what's unique about that is not just the control of what you have, but you're looking at other places that I know for a fact that they're producing more than one line out of their laboratories, we'll say.
Yeah.
The recipe is the same recipe with a different packaging, I think is kind of the idea behind that.
Yes, there are some different brands. It depends on how the brand has decided to work and so on. And not a lot of brands have the opportunity and the chance to have a laboratory, to have their own production plan, to have all this. It's obviously allows us to control from A to Z the product and the efficiency, and to follow up also. But it also to propose something original, you know, we have our own formula this way, and we can create and do it according to what we want to create, because a lot of companies who don't have their own laboratory, their own production plant and so on, can go, I have to produce in a certain way, and they have to go to groups or company who are proposing formulas and made formulas And then, well, some companies can work and having their own formula, but it has a cost. So most of the company will, some companies will choose to have a formula all made from a catalog, and they will, okay, I want this formula for hydrating, for hydration. It looks working quite good. I like the ingredients, because they know what they choose also, of course, but they choose the formula all made, and then the company can produce for this, for a specific brand, the product, but they can also, because they have another customer, another brand who order the same formula, they can do a big batch. They produce this big batch and then just putting different labelings and so on. So it's some companies are working this way. So not all, obviously, and luckily not all, but some are working this way. And obviously, it's not as expensive as doing our own research, doing our own testing, because it's long to create and produce, to create, design a product. It takes 24 months to design a product from the conception, from the idea, to the, you have the testing period to make sure that it's stable, that it's safe, and so on. So when you create your own formula, it takes time. And this has a cost. So it's a question of choice, you know. It's either you use your own formula or you go on something simpler and cheaper. And then, so we have to know that you have different kind of brands that exist, and depending on the price and the philosophy on a lot of things. That, so I think that having our own laboratory is allowing us also to stay true to our philosophy this way, because we control everything, and we know what we propose, and that we are unique this way.
And you also have, well, not everything's there, but your own garden that you grow, your own botanical, I guess, way of saying it, like cornflower, I know is there. How long ago do you know when that started? I remember with Sotis Group, I think that was that in the 2000s, I think, when they first talked about it, and the whole production of that was like a 7 to 10 year. So you're still, you know, adding to that, and you know, imagine going out, it's like us going to our garden and picking our tomato and eating it, and you get to go pick your own flowers or whatever it is, that ingredient you're looking for, and bring it to the laboratory and use it there. I think that's a very unique side of Bernard Cassier or Sotis Group itself, is that you've managed to bring it to the level where you start in your own area, into France, and then into Europe, and then globally. And maybe, can you talk a little bit about that side of it? Like you're not just picking cacao just to pick cacao, you know, like you're searching and sourcing out. How do you choose who you're getting your ingredients from?
Well, most of the product we are trying to have a product from France, from even locally, as you said. We really choose carefully the ingredient and the suppliers we are working with. It's very important, because, as you said, we are not going to choose randomly any cacao, because we need cacao to put in the formula. So we really select the suppliers. They need to share the same philosophy as we have. They need to, for example, since I think 2016, the microplastics are controversial, are forbidden it's controlled in the formulas. So we are trying to select suppliers that are not using this. And recently we had an experience, one supplier wasn't very transparent on this. So we decided not to work with him and looking for another one. So first, I need also to precise that it's very important to select the correct supplier. And suppliers can be all over the world, depending on the ingredient we will use. For example, for the body line mango, we are using mango. We don't have them in France, so we have to go and pick abroad. But we choose the supplier, we choose something organic when it's possible, ethical when it's possible, and so on. So it's very important, this part. But also, we, since for several years now, we are trying to use ingredients from, as you said, our own garden. Like that, we know, we control from even before A to Z, because we know well that we are respecting all the steps, everything. We really know the ingredients. And we have corn flour from our garden. We have the honey that is coming from the garden. We have coming soon, we have also spring water from our garden. So yes, as when we can, which we are trying to do so. And yes, as you said, the garden is very important for us because it's a way to have good ingredients and to control them, but it's also a way to share the philosophy of the brand, to share all this to local people, because we, as you said, we have local garden. It was an idea. It was very important for the founder of the group, Mr. Bernard Mas, to have this garden. And so he was lately, as he was a bit old and not working as much closely to the business, he was very involved in this garden. It was very important for him and now for the family. So you have a botanical garden that you can go and visit. There are a lot of story around this going through the garden. And also we are using on the hidden from the visitors. We also have a garden where we grow the ingredients for Bernard Cassière and Sotis, the other brand of the group, also have some from the garden. Less than we have because they don't have the same philosophy, the same, let's say, we are natural brand. It's very important for us to have this. So we don't have the same positioning, but they are still using some ingredients. So it's, let's say, yeah, it's very important for us because it's good for the brand, and also because we are part of the local people in their life and so on. So it's important to be abroad, very, very far, but it's important also to be close to people from here. You know, a family brand, and we feel it, you know, in through the daily work, because we are a small team in a small, bigger group, but not a big, big group. And so it's really nice to work with people that you work close, and the founder, we met him regularly, his sons, well, when he was alive, and their son, who are now the CEO of the company. We see them, we are working with them on a daily basis. It's not a big, big group, you know, where everybody is anonymous. So it's a pleasure also to share this, because I think it's transparent through our offer, this willing, you know, we are willing, we want to share this family way of working. So it's a pleasure sharing this with you.
Amazing. I love that. And it translates all the way through with the product. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Beauty Babble.